prepare for death. It's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, The person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited salat upon me abundantly in the world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, my dear viewers, I bring to you a new silsila, the discussion of death. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this silsila, in the very first episode, I shall discuss about the introduction of death. When Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam and his offspring, the angel said that the earth will not be sufficient for them. It will not capacitate them all. Allah Almighty said, I will create maut. So they, the angels said, then their lives will be anxious and depressing. Allah Almighty replied, Undoubtedly, I will create umid, hope and expectation. It is for this reason that it is famously said that the world is established on hope and expectation. A person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is the best person? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, The one who has been blessed with long life and one whose deeds are good. The person then asked, Who is the worst person? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, One who has been blessed with long life, but his actions are bad. Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, None is better than that person who becomes old in Islam, because his tasbih, takbir and tahleel are increased. Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala and says that every day of the life of a Muslim is a blessing because in it he performs his fara'id and his other salas and any other zikr etc. when he is able to perform and this becomes a means for him in the hereafter. Hazrat Ibrahim says that when a mu'min passes away, he will only wish to come back into this world so that he may make the takbir, tahleel and tasbih of Allah. In this present era, due to a lack of Islamic knowledge, some people commit suicide by way of consuming poison or hanging themselves, etc., because of facing certain household or family problems. Let's look at some of the ahadith and mubarakah in regards to wishing for death. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, None from amongst you should desire death because of some calamity which befalls you, and if you do desire death, then see, O Allah, until such time that living is best for me, keep me alive. And when death is best for me, then give me death. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, None from amongst you should desire death. Because if he is a good person, then there is a hope of his good deeds increasing. And if he is a bad person, then it is possible that he may turn towards goodness. So we should not wish for death. But we should pray that when our time comes, we should die with iman in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It should be noted that according to the public layman, death means to perish, and this is incorrect. In fact, the ulama have mentioned that death does not refer to mere non-existence or only total destruction, in other words, end. Death is actually the withdrawal of the souls from the body, and it is merely a veil that is established between the ruh, the soul, and the body. It is actually just moving from one home into another home. Let's look at a few of the references. Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala an reported it was narrated, you have been created to live forever. You only move from one house to another house. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned that death is a gift to the believer. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that a man thinks that life is better for him, whereas death is better for him. And he thinks badly of a shortage of wealth, whereas it is a means to his accountability being lessened. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O Allah, instill the love of death into the hearts of those who accept me as a Rasul. Malakul Maut alayhi salam came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam so that he may remove his soul. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him, Have you ever seen one friend remove the soul of another friend? Therefore, Malakul Maut went into the court of Allah. So Allah Almighty said to Malakul Maut, Go to Ibrahim alayhi salam and tell him, Did you ever see one friend regarding meeting another friend as a bad thing? Therefore, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Remove my soul immediately. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, If you remember my advice, then it is that there should be nothing you prefer more than death. When the time to pass away drew near for Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, After waiting for such a long time, the beloved has arrived. One who is shy will not be successful. All praise is due to Allah, who called me away before the fitna. Abdul Ruba radiallahu ta'ala an said to Makhul, Do you like Jannah? He replied, Who would not like Jannah? So he said, Love death, because one can never see Jannah before dying. Abdul Rahman bin Yazid bin Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Abdullah ibn Abi Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala an used to say, If I come to know that Allah has given me the option of either living for 100 years or dying, then I would prefer to die today, so that I may meet with Allah Almighty and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that death is a kafara, in other words, compensation for every Muslim. Qurtubi has mentioned that the reason for this is that the pain a Muslim faces at the time of his death becomes the means to him being forgiven. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, If a Muslim is pricked by a thorn or something much less than that, then even that wipes away his sins. Thus, if this is the condition of being pierced by a mere thorn, then what about the condition at the time of Sakarat-e-Maut, the last moments before death, in which one feels more pain than the pain which is felt when being struck by 300 swords. Masruq reported that I have never felt envy due to anything, except for one thing, and that is a believer should be free from the torment of the grave and be released from the hardships of this world. Safwan bin Salim radiallahu ta'ala an reported that death brings relief from the suffering of this world, even though there is agony in it as well. Malik bin Maghwal radiallahu ta'ala an reported, The first thing from true happiness that a believer receives is death, because in that he gets to see the reward from Allah and His grace. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an reported that death is best for every believer, and death is the worst thing for every unbeliever. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that He gives the ability that we're able to attain more knowledge about our final destination. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.